Barfield was a great man. There's no question about it. Offensive coordinator, if memory serves, was Shug. So he had the pedigree, he had the DNA, but the results just weren't there. And although I think the players fought hard, there was something lacking. Patrick Fain Dye took care of that. And the thing about Patrick Fain Dye is you had someone, at the time, Alabama was looking. When Bear Bryant moved, when Bear Bryant drifted away from Alabama football, the person in the Southeastern Conference who was most Bear Bryant-esque was Patrick Fain Dye, which I'm sure actually caused the rivalry to just explode. That was one of many factors. But Pat Dye had swagger about him. I know it's a trite expression, but Pat Dye would walk into a stadium like a gunslinger. Fearless. Edgy. Insurmountable. Unstoppable. He was the dude. And he had that South Georgia accent. And he had a voice that was like molasses. Incredible. He was my John Wayne when I was a kid. He was. And approached the game with a fearlessness. And, I mean, look at the guy. I mean, he had been in East Carolina for a short time, had been in Wyoming for a 6-5 season, and then erupted on the plains. He came to the plains like Everest in Kansas. What a mark he made. Unbelievable.
Absolutely.